What's 54 feet long, green, can fly, has wheels, and polka dots all over? That would be La Cañada's 2013 Rose Parade float, Dinosaur. And that soar is an S-O-A-R, like flying through the sky. When I heard about this prehistoric party on wheels, I knew I needed to check it out before parade day. So we headed down to La Cañada, and under the 210 freeway, there were about 100 volunteers working on the 19-foot-high beast. I spoke with longtime La Cañada float builder, Dwight Crum, who gave us the lowdown on the float specs and design.
The whole concept of the float is that we have a dinosaur that's trying to fly, and he's looking at it, and so he has ridiculously small wings for the size of the dinosaur, and he's got roller skates on so he can get some speed up, and he's going to be coming down a ski ramp. And on the other side of the float, the off-camera side of the float, we actually have mom over there with her eggs, and as dinosaur is coming down, he's shaking the eggs loose from the nest, and she's going with this panic look on her face, my eggs, as the eggs are wobbling as dinosaur is going down the parade.
The dinosaur float looks adorable on the outside, but it's the engineering on the inside that makes the float's animation really come alive.
I think one of the biggest challenges on this float is the neck and the tail. And this year we're using a technique that we've used in the past, not a lot, of floating rings. Because when you think about your hand moving and how your skin moves and comes loose from your hand moving in and out, the neck and the tail are actually made out of neoprene rubber. And the rings that are inside of them are not welded to the float. They are floating totally on pieces of bungee cord. And so as the tail goes up and down, the tail will naturally bend like the skin on your hand moves in and all, it comes off your hand. The skin on the tail will be doing the same thing, and the same thing is true with the neck. So that makes it a little more of a challenge. Working with the neoprene makes it harder to glue on. Things like what they're putting on a line of seeds right now are going on with a flexible glue. Normally they'd go on with white glue, but as soon as that white glue dries and you decide it would crack right off. So it's going on with a flexible glue because everything up there has to be able to flex and give, because that will, as the motion of the tail moves up and down, you'll have that activity going on in it.
The float will feature about 8,000 different shades of roses. But what really surprised me was the amount of other organic material used to decorate the float. From parsley and lentils to tapioca and onion, a lot of delicious ingredients go into making this dino shine.
You guys gonna make like a big giant soup with everything that falls on the floor?
You wouldn't want to eat it around. It's pretty bad, but there's a lot of interesting things that do fall on the floor. And some years we've done things like we've had pineapple coming out of our ears because we've been using the pineapple rind, and so the inside good meat, you know, we've all been eating pineapple and eating pineapple and eating pineapple and throwing it away, you know. And the other years, we've used potatoes to look like rocks, and so but we don't want the weight of the potato, so we've cut the inside of the potato out and then dried them out so they'll stay on. So, you know, we do have a certain amount of that kind of stuff that does come off the float.
It turns out that float building is a family business for Dwight Crum. His father, Don Crum, worked on past floats even at the ripe old age of 94. And his son, Dustin Crum, has worked on the engineering for La Cañada's floats for more than a decade, including the dinosaur.
I started working on floats when I was in high school. We won't talk about how many years ago that was. I was decorating, and I actually rode 2 different years doing sound on floats.
Oh, wow.
Back in the reel-to-reel tape machine days, so that'll give you an idea. Both of our sons went up to Cal Poly, and they got involved with the Rose Float. And Dustin, our youngest son, who's the mechanical engineer, when he graduated from Cal Poly, came down and started living in the area. And that was the year that La Cañada did a float called Love and Bloom. And they did not get an award that year, but their animation was great. Being a mechanical engineer, he had to get involved with it. And so he started working within the mechanical engineering. And I consider myself very lucky to be able to go out and spend a day a week playing with my 37-year-old son.
And I feel lucky that the Crum family is working on making this hilarious and animated float for this year's Rose Parade. I can't wait to see this dino soar up Colorado Boulevard.